good, everybody. Dr. P here with another Gritty Genius Minute. Spring has sprung, y'all. And, you know, this time of year, nature informs us, and it's all its wisdom that whatever was beneath the surface, whatever was gestating, is now sprouting up, right, and coming to life. And it's just a beautiful metaphor to check ourselves, to check in. What was beneath the surface? What's sprouting in our life? What are we manifesting? How do we feel? What's going on with our body, our mind, our spirit? And not to say that this is a, you know, kind of judging. It's just, again, what's springing to life for you? What do you like? What are you proud of? What kinds of things are you seeing evidence of that, you know, you may have been struggling and trying to believe that was going to manifest or you know, come to be? For those that know me in my personal life, know that I switched jobs recently, and seemingly on the outside, it looks like I'm in a whole different field of work and focus. However, you know, I was at my previous job for 10 years. Those 10 years was a cultivating period. It was things that I was growing and shaping and harvesting within myself that I didn't even know of that was preparing me for this next step in my journey. So I just see it as an evolution. I see this new career journey or new area of focus and passion as just an extension. And so I think it's beautiful that, you know, spring is here, natural extension of growth in our life. But still always an opportunity to start again, always an opportunity to look at, if you don't like something that's springing into life, what kinds of small steps, one thing can you do that's going to create a ripple effect for tomorrow or for next season, right? This book, Atomic Habits, I love this premise, is just 1% better each day, 1% better. And if we commit to 1% better each day, then by the end of the year, we'll be 33% better than we were. But if we don't commit to doing anything better or changing anything, then we're no worse off, or we continue to cultivate these negative habits and manifest negative things in our life, right? Our thoughts, our beliefs, our behaviors, really just a reflection in the tools we use to cultivate whatever's going on in our life. So again, spring has sprung. I'm loving it. I am excited about this new journey in my life, putting my talents, my gifts, my purpose, my passion, the things I care about into a new area with new people, new journeys, new soul connections, new relationships. But it's been a long time coming. So for those that are cultivating something, growing something, you don't feel like there's new growth, you don't feel like anything's happening, keep the faith, because again, in Atomic Habits, it's just, there becomes a time where you will see things shift. The metaphor he uses in the book is, you know, the temperature at which, you know, water starts to thaw, you know, 1 degree is that change between the water staying frozen, an ice cube, to it shifting up and starting to melt, right? It's hit that baseline. And sometimes we just keep doing the habits and we're still at that temperature, but you never know when it's going to be that moment where it's going to spring up, right? Even though spring has sprung, all the flowers aren't just all of a sudden blooming at the same time. All the trees aren't getting their leaves at the same time. It all happens at a different time, but in the season. So hang in there. If you're seeing other people manifest, if you're seeing other people reaping the benefits of their hard work and seeing things in their life, just see it as inspiration and faith that it's going to start happening in your life. Just keep believing, keep checking in, making sure that your compass is headed in the direction of your values and in alignment with what you care about in life, right? Get back to your values. Get back to making sure your tribe, your team, and all the people around you are feeding that energy. Have your back. 100% support your dreams, even if it seems delusional, right? Because, you know, I love the sports metaphor. No Olympian, no one trains for the Olympics just for the experience. Everyone is training to be on the gold medal stand. And you have to be a little bit delusional, a little bit believing in something that you see and know and dreaming of that's going to make you work hard every day for 4 years for one moment, right? So if we think about that in our life, sometimes our dreams, we have to get a little bit a delusional. Sometimes we have to really create the picture and stretch to it to make it happen. And everyone in your team, everyone in your life, everyone around you should be feeding into that, right? And it's okay spring has sprung, but we also see the weeds. So now that we see the weeds coming up, pull those suckers out and keep moving on and creating something beautiful in your life. I love you. Much love. Peace out till next time.